Welcome to another episode of the Real World Assets Show. Join us on our journey to tokenize the world. Let's roll. So welcome back to another episode of the RWA podcast, RWA Builders. Today we have a special guest. We have Kevin Unai. He's with RWA. He's a founder and CEO of RWA Inc. And they're building the world's largest end-to-end real world asset ecosystem. We're going to get into it. We're going to unpack quite a bit. It's a major moonshot, including tokenization. They have a full launch pad, marketplace, and full support of both sides of the ecosystem for issuers and investors. And welcome, Kevin. Let's get into it.
Thank you so much. I'm super excited to be here. And thank you so much for arranging this. So as you say, we are an ecosystem and we have built products. So we are not only a startup. We actually have a full operation going on today. We are tokenizing real world assets and we are onboarding a lot of clients. So we are definitely in the business, and I'm super excited to go through all the things from a practical point of view, because I know many listeners want to know, how is it to really tokenize assets in the real world? What about regulation? How are you guys doing all that? So these are some of the subjects we'll cover. And we, of course, will also cover the big launch of our token on a global scale. So that will also be covered, but not too much. But we will go into the depth of many interesting questions tonight.
Love it. Love it. So, and you know, I guess just even to kick it off, and that was a great way to start it. So just your company name in general is a very bold, anchored, you know, it's, you know, equivalent of, I've enjoyed domain names and things, you know, over the years, over decades. So like, just having the RWA Inc. as your company, as your domain, you know, that's a really a big deal. You know, it's a bold footprint to kind of start off with. And I think
it is.
I'd love to hear about like kind of what, you know, just before we get into even, like you said, hearing the word clients, hearing real world practical applications. And I know that's what we should be talking about, because we're talking about RWA. But as you know, this is a very new technology, and it's a very new deliverable, you know, out there. So I think I'm really excited to hear about these real world practical applications and you know, what you've set up already. So before we do that too, I'd love to hear just a little bit of your background, like what got you into into this.
We'll come to the branding in a little bit, but let me start by saying that my name is Kevin Unai. I'm born in Denmark, a little country up north next to Sweden. And I've been doing tech actually since I was 18. I'm 49 now, and started my first company when I was 18, sold it when I was 21, then built a new company that I had for 20 years doing speech recognition. So I never had a real job. You can say I've always been an entrepreneur and sold two companies already. Nice. So we are deeply in tech. We did speech recognition back in the days, annotated long before AI, OpenAI was a known technology. We did AI and annotated all the dictation from the hospitals and all that. So technology is not new to us. We know how to build great software, and that's also why it's so exciting to be building again after my last exit. So so that's really a passion we have, and I'm actually product owner, so that means that I still get to develop a lot of great features and products. That's a little bit about me. We have a great team. We have a very professional board, and also some very good advisors, some of the strongest actually in the space. So we're very fortunate to have those advisors, and we really use them a lot on various questions, because the Web3 sphere is different, very much different than Web2. So it's good to have experts on board, and we learn every day.
Likewise, and I think what I've found is just talking to builders like yourself is the RWA space, and I'm not a young guy either, and I've been a serial entrepreneur, and you know, having real jobs, you know, is not common, you know, among me or any of my guests. You know, it's, you know, you create the opportunity. And I think what's interesting with RWA is you do find a lot of the builders in the RWA space are prior builders. Like they're not, you know, new to crypto, new to Web3. They're not, you know, the much younger generation. Not that that's
incredible
bad. It's
builders
just that
out there,
that
Rondo
there's
Finance.
There's an
and
interesting
all
connection
the biggest
of
players.
Builders for
they're
RWA,
doing amazing. And
the typical other building, you know, in the past, which is interesting.
Yeah. And this is also an area I'm gonna talk about, because in this industry, you can actually work together with your competitors. And that's something we also plan to do, because we have so much tokenized assets that we really need to work across companies to really get that liquidity that we're also going to talk about today. Liquidity is everything when you do tokenized real estate and tokenized commodities, bonds, and so on, company shares. So it's really, really important. Yeah. You get your partnerships up and running.
Yeah, I think that's a perfect gateway. We're going right down the right path. So I think where we should take this conversation next, because a lot of where I've seen success in endeavors I've worked with, and as you've probably have seen in your career, is partnerships are everything. You know, it's people and partnerships. You know, it's that real tangible items. So I'd love for you to kind of chat with me about, like, because I know you have four, I believe maybe more at this point, but four very significant partners and partnerships. This isn't even including your board, but just advisors and partnerships, I think, are key. And then we can kind of talk about how it opens a door to liquidity from there.
Yeah, Travis, I'm very proud actually to tell the audience that we just built our own strategic partnership portal that actually enables interested partners to onboard with us seamlessly and automatic. Not that we don't want to speak with all our partners, and we do, but we've made this tool for, you know, massive scaling, and we really want to build the strongest ecosystem both in Web2 and Web3 for both our investors and also our issuers. So with this new tool, we can see the roadmap for rapid growth also in the onboarding of strategic partners, strengthening our product and also our offering. Marketing, of course, because we're going to do a lot of joint marketing together.
Right.
So I completely agree with what you say. Partnership is key to success. And we're fortunate to be partnering with a lot of blockchains. We're going to come with a lot of announcements on the strategic partnerships we have signed and will sign. So that's really interesting news. And also, in terms of marketing, we're going to come with some big marketing plans to present the community for sure. Nice. But let me go back and start where you wanted to start, Travis, with the branding, because I think we pretty well nailed the narrative of RWA in both our ticker, which is also called RWA, and with our company website called RWA.inc.
Yep.
And what we really want to try to do is to have real asset presented on our chain, and that is what we've been focusing on. So we're not just a token launch, we're also fully working on onboarding and tokenizing real world assets. And right now the pipeline is $9.3 billion worth. We have $5.6 billion coming. So you can imagine there's a lot of real world assets wanting to be tokenized. What that means is you of course also have to find the liquidity for those big amounts. And that's why we actually have a play of both being in the Web3, but also in the, we call it Web2 sphere, with the real institutional investors and with the, you can say, the old finance. That is what we're trying to bridge. And that's what just makes us really, really interesting. So we see the blockchain as a settlement layer that makes it easy for everyone to invest into real world assets. So that's what we bring to the table by having the concept we have, but we also want to educate the older investors who are not specifically interested in Web 2, in Web 3, to actually onboard and really try out how easy it is to work with Web 3, how easy it is to invest via a crypto instead of via banking transfer, and so many other things. So this is really one of our, you can say, missions, is to educate and really make people understand how amazing this new technology is and how much better it is for both compliance and many other things. So because we have the transparency, we have the open ledger, nothing is really hidden. You can't see who owns the wallet, but you can see the transactions are there. And that really means you can document towards your investors that, hey, see, we have traction, we have this amount of wallets, things are moving forward. And the ecosystem is strong when we put it together. We have the central exchanges listing all the tokens. We have the launch pads helping to fundraise. And so that's a very strong community behind this. And that's why we can actually pull it off. So that was one of the points I wanted to say. And you all know that, of course, and this is a completely other talk, but we have the macroeconomic situation all over the world. There are wars, there are uncertainty, and we have an old financial system that is definitely documented not working. So in time, people will realize that we need to change fundamentally how we think about money and how we think about scarcity in our money supply and so on, because we do not believe it's a very smart thing that you can just endlessly print money and every time it's the poor that hurts, right? So
right.
Inflation is a problem, and we think that the world is about to wake up and see the reality. Bitcoin is eating the world. We have to change, and our fiat money is becoming worthless year by year, more and more. So
yeah,
that's all the right reasons for really taking this seriously, what we say. We said the same since 2019, so the pension funds, and they didn't listen to us, but they should have, because it's the best performing asset in the world. So enough about Bitcoin, but I just want to have people understand that these are some of the fundamentals that we base RWA upon, fundamentals. So
I agree. Yeah. Amen. Amen. No, I think that was well said, and very important to make a point of that, because I think to your point, it's no secret that the asset appreciation, and I think this is where RWAs even make more of a significant, it's like a parlayed effect.
Yeah.
Mainly because asset appreciation is probably going to continue happening just because of the macro situation, and the inflation aspect probably is not going to be tamed anytime soon. So the fractionalization, the tokenization of real world assets is actually going to be a hedge in some ways, like in kind of an offside of that is not how most people are not looking at it this way, I don't believe, but it does even add like an additional layer of hedging for this.
It is a hedge, and it's definitely something you need to be aware of. And when we look at the younger generation, because they are engaging with us, we're so impressed about how far they are in their digital transformation into Web 3. And it's good to see that the younger generation at least understand what it's all about. So that's a good news. And we take a pride in actually converting some of the very, very skeptic investors. And once they understand the Web 3, they're there to stay. We can see that. So it is, and this is the message to everyone out there, instead of arguing with them, help them install the wallet, show them a transaction. Sometimes that's all it takes, and they're hooked. And that's really our message today as well.
Yeah. And I'll add to that one more thing. And I think that's how you and I connected about some of this is that, you know, that's the whole point of the RWA builders is number one is this ecosystem is not a walled garden. You know, all these RWA projects, for the most part, there's very little overlap of being able to work together. Because as we know, like you said, the liquidity crisis, anybody that thinks they can do all of this on their own without any other partners or liquidity is sorely mistaken. So that's an important factor. And I think it's important that you know, everyone sees that. And it's good you pointed out. And I think to your point too, and the reason why this podcast exists is exactly your point is like embrace anybody that doesn't know yet or is not awake to the new world of financial, you know, the new financial way of freedom, because this is ultimately where the future is going. And the sooner that people are able to adopt and be able to plug in, the better they're going to be ultimately.
100%. And this is why, and we can see that from the performance on the real world assets, it is an asset class people are investing heavily into at the moment. So RWAs are definitely here to stay, and it's a very great way of owning various assets that you couldn't normally get your hands in on. So you can suddenly own a piece of a yacht or a piece of a real estate building that you love or some performing company shares or so on and so forth. So it's really democratizing assets, and it's super exciting.
It really is. So even going on to that just more practical discussion of what we talk about with partners, maybe just give me a couple little nuggets of some of your partners, what vertical they're in, like, you know, some of that commitment that you're getting from a few of these partners and what that you know, what that means for you guys.
Yeah. So Hagen is a great example of an audit partner for our smart contract audits and other areas of audit that they solve for us, for all our clients, and have just been phenomenal in helping us with our own test and audit. So we are very focused on compliance, extremely focused on compliance and also in audit, because we think that's the fundamentals. If you want to succeed as a crypto today, you have to work with the regulators, you have to be compliant, you have to have your policies in place, you have to have your follow the rule books and comply with the requirements, because the governors are not, they're not evil people. They're basically there to protect the people, right? So they're there to protect the investors from losing their money. So you have to be very, very respectful about that and really do that extra check and have your procedures in place so you catch any risk and be honest about the risk. Many crypto projects, they just pitch, right? They don't have the disclaimers and they don't, you know, do the risk assessment and say what can go wrong in the whole thing. So we are very, very keen on really describing all the risk factors and asking people also to do their own due diligence and so on and so forth. So that's really where, and we're very transparent also in everything we do. So we think that's probably one of the reasons why we are very successful today. And
And you're licensed, you know, speaking of that, all of your licensing is based out of the UAE, correct? And you have multiple licenses, real estate, you have commodities, you also have Veblen goods, you have private equity, and you also have DPIN, right? All five of those. Okay.
We have very strong partners in Dubai, and we have very big business here in Dubai, and we are very, very happy to operate out of Dubai and BVI. So we have a company set up also in BVI.
Okay.
But what we really like about this region is both how you can say focused they are also on their own regulation around crypto, and they're really pushing forward and really have some great programs and initiatives, and that's why we keep adding more and more licenses and applying for more and more licenses to be fully VASP and fully unrolled as a crypto here, because we really believe that we are going to change how Dubai and Abu Dhabi and other regions, how their real world asset will be traded in the future. So we are trying very hard to do a very big impact on the economy here. So so that's really something very dear to us.
Yeah, and I commend you guys for that. I mean, obviously, just like we were talking about with having like the RWA Inc. Domain name, you know, just that's a significant asset, you know, a powerful asset. But like, it's the same kind of concept when it comes to licenses. It's like the gold rush, you know, like this is this very similar scenario. Is the UAE has been, like you mentioned, like the UK or, you know, European, you know, countries in general, combined with the more so even Dubai at this point, UAE, you know, I'm in the United States, so I can obviously look at this at a very different perspective, as, you know, a lot of the compliance. You know, you can't even figure out through all the, you know, the smokes and mirrors. You don't really know what you can even do to be compliant, unfortunately.
No,
but a lot of other countries and other areas are doing the right thing.
Yeah, but there is, as a crypto, a lot you can do yourself to prepare for this, and by really doing all possible things you can, and KYCing all your clients, keeping track of all the transactions, making your audit reports and your annual reports, and really just do your homework. It takes you far. It really does. And regulators are catching up. They're becoming more effective, and they have their policies in place also. So I think we will see a much bigger cooperation in the future between the regulators and the crypto industry. And this is where we want it to be in the first place. So I'm glad to see that is playing out all over the world, actually. Yes, Europe have forced some rules about now you have to disclose your wallets and so on. But we also have to understand that we are actually up against, you know, terrorists who use the blockchains for transferring funds and so on. So we need to cooperate here. And that's really why I state that it's so important to follow the regulators' requirements. And moreover, it's a good thing, and the bank should do the same, right?
Yeah, and obviously, like, on both ends, it's the, you know, traditional, like, extreme banks. Use in the terrorist side, then it's also extreme over-regulation, you know, can also be a problem, as we know. But I think the RWA space...
I do apologize, you know, for the audience.
You know, we've all seen the lacks a little bit here clip from BlackRock, you know, talking about the future of tokenization, and... You know, that's overplayed, but I think it's always worth noting how impactful that is. And I think it does break down some of the barriers. I mean, you do have old school, you know, I've been in crypto 4 years. I'm not an OG by any means, but I definitely have a pretty, you know, significant background with crypto.
Yeah.
But when you look at this, like, there definitely are a lot of people from the beginning stages of crypto that would say, like, I don't want to KYC. Like, I'm not going to KYC, but... You know, so I think addressing that is important that you brought that up. But I think there's also other reasons, as you know, because you're talking about real assets. You're talking about vehicles. You're talking about real estate, talking about commercial. You're talking about land, talking about yachts. Yeah. These things are already regulated. So there's naturally going to be a KYC process to be able to participate in this event.
That's correct. And yeah, I mean... The DEX talk is a completely other talk, and there will be probably more regulation on those, I could imagine. But so far they have stand their ground, and you can see that when you compare the SEC and the DEX, they take between 6 to 13% of each token's trade, right?
Right.
If you have all the central exchange listings, and you then have a couple of DEX, they take some pretty big numbers. So they're definitely winning the game also, and taking from the SEC market shares for sure. Not in the amount I would have expected, actually. I would have expected it to be bigger. So the SECs are doing a good job too. But yeah, that fight will go on, and we don't know where it's in, where it ends.
No. Well, I think where it's going to collide is that if you want to own the RWA token, you know, obviously there's going to be a way to get it through a DEX. Like, so if you want to be completely anon and you want to benefit in the upside of RWA Inc., you know, ultimately you could own the token, you know, like that's not going to be a difficult scenario because ultimately the tokens will be purchasable by people, you know, on the open market at some point. But, and I know we'll get into like that investor side of things as well, but to participate in a RWA event where you're going to buy a tokenized, you know, piece of real estate, like that's where you're going to have to decide, do I want to KYC or not? Like that's ultimately where that's going to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we think it's a good idea, and it also documentation towards your own tax game. So we think it's a smart thing to do. Always, you know, follow the rules and take your profit, pay your taxes, and get on with it. There's a lot of money to be made here. So
I agree.
Also for Uncle Sam. So
exactly.
Yeah.
The upside still, in my opinion, outweighs the giving up a little privacy, so to speak, or like you said, paying your taxes and things that are kind of part of what everyone's doing, you know, and should be doing to a reasonable extent, clearly. So
yeah,
that's a good point.
And I also wanted to speak a little bit about the issuers, because many ask us what is going on with the issuers. How are they? What are they thinking? And they're clearly very different mindsets than the Web3 space represents. They are very much like old school, straight to the point. And you have to understand, people with assets of $500 million, $1 billion, $5 billion, they have the assets. So when they go into the Web3 space, they are actually revolutionizing the industry. Because in the old days, there were not that many tokens backed by so big amounts, right? So it really creates a new form of trust and a new form of security for the Web3 industry. And as you know, now we have government bonds and all kinds of other tokenized products. So it creates a new situation. And we know from the issuers that they're very like, we come with the asset, you have to do the rest of the work. So what we see, which is amazing, is that they actually JV with us. So new companies are created where we then own 10-15% of those joint ventures, and we're actually doing the tokens together. So instead of us having this client supplier relationship, we suddenly became partners, and that's really one of the trends I think is really amazing to see. So we become one with our clients, and that's a very interesting thing. So we work together on the compliance, we work together on the formations of the company, on the Vera registrations and other registrations. So it's really an interesting process and something I'm personally super, super excited to be doing. I learn a lot myself every day.
I bet.
So that's one thing. And then some people say there is no liquidity and it will never be a success with real world assets on the blockchain. But here we can just see that from our own raise, where we just raised, and that was over 5 million committed. We only take a fraction of that. So 1.875 has now been committed. And so we can see that there's a lot more capital than we need for the different phases, at least from our token. So it's very bullish out there, and we're not one second doubting that we can fulfill the market with billions in tokenized assets.
Right. Yeah, I think the going back to what I was saying with BlackRock entering the space and just a lot of liquidity is entering the space. The problem was exactly that, as we know, and it still is a problem, and it's still something that needs to be addressed. But the liquidity crisis is definitely not stopping companies from getting started, because as you know, like for up until recently, most of the RWA projects just didn't really ever take off because liquidity, it was just right off the bat. Like once you're kind of mapping out your strategy and you're reaching out to potential partners or you're trying to get liquidity, you realize there's no money, you know? So, you know, that's changed dramatically in the past 12 months, you know, even less, really.
Dramatically.
So, yeah.
And it's due to many factors, but of course, Bitcoin and the whole halving and all those things are, of course, also a factor for what we see right now. It was a hot winter too. We built during the winter, so we're happy. We just kept building, building, building. Many gave up at that point. We never did. So we're happy we took those hours and took those long winters.
Yeah.
So yeah, now we can and our investors can take the you can
Yeah,
say
and
the profit of that work, right?
you're right, you're right. I mean, I know from being around the bear market, I mean, building in the bear market is scary, and it was a very long one. And you
Yeah.
know, getting you know, if you didn't put in the work then, you're not going to see the rewards right now. You know, like the rewards that the
And
companies are seeing
really
right now are
another
because of
interesting
6 months ago.
thing we see is more and more women getting interested in RWA industry. So we have quite some interest from women in the space now, and it's great to see that we are start hiring a lot more females. We have our own equality KPI that we want to be 50-50 overall. So it's great to see that more and more women are actually interested in joining the space.
I love that. Oh, that's good. Yeah, and
Yeah.
that's good to hear. I mean, it's sorely needed, like you said. And I do think it's a lot more because it does tie into a lot more tangible understanding of how these things connect. I think it's more logical that more people are going to
Yeah.
start wanting to get into it, including women,
Yeah.
obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a good movement. It's good to see
I love
also
it.
a lot of women are becoming investors in general. And really focusing on their own portfolios now, and it's good to see.
I've been teaching my daughters that blockchain is the way. So Web3 is the answer.
Me too. I have a
So
wonderful 12-year-old daughter, and she's really educated now in everything daddy do does.
yeah,
So yeah, that's
love
great.
that. Yeah, same here. So getting into we just talked about a little bit of the issuers. I know you know from your issuer side, you've got basically an asset manager. For trading, one for properties. You've got a few different specific ones in Dubai, like a holding companies, I believe, right? Or,
Yeah.
but almost, what is it? 9.3 is, I don't know if I have the up to date number,
Yeah,
but
nine point
total
three billion
issuers.
with 5.6 more in closing.
Nice. Okay.
And we really could
That's
get a lot
significant. That's
more.
significant.
We have
You know,
actually hold
kudos
back
for that. That's
on the
amazing. What about
on our
with
issuers because
go keep going. Sorry.
yeah, our pipeline is growing now, but we're also increasing on the staff. And the partners, so we can take more, but we could have many more tokens if we wanted to. But for now, we focus on what we have.
Yeah. So I know we've talked a lot about like the build up to this, the opportunity. Some of the partners and the issuers now, like from,
Yes.
and we touched on the token, but like, you know, from people watching this on YouTube or people picking this up on Spotify and listening to it, you know, kind of, we've talked about the opportunities, you know, just getting into this, even if you're
Yeah.
new, but what does this look like for investors? Like, you know, how do you see this opportunity? Like, where is it right now? Like, I know you've done some raises, so I'll let you kind of explain a little bit about what's going on with your token and kind of like where it started and some timelines, please.
Yeah, I mean, soon there will be an IDO on various launch pads. We just got the last confirmation today, and we will soon be announcing the best launch pads you can dream of will list us. And we expect to be fully sold out in seconds on those launches. But nice. But then we will list on some exchanges. We cannot say which ones yet, but that puzzle is being played right now, and we are very close to being able to announce some news. And then we will be launched at one day, and it will be trading. But really, and this is what many people misunderstand, because they're so focused on the token itself, and it's also a very big project to launch a token. But really also, we are a real company. We're focusing on the clients. We're focusing on building the organization. We're focusing on how can we scale X thousand now and on all KPIs. How do we build a global organization? How do we streamline our partners? How do we create the best working place for many to join? And all these things are in play. And that's really what I think is the essence of what we do, that we do both. We're not just a right. token without any product or any client behind us just launching. We are actually a real company launching a token. So that's important to say. We have some huge, great products coming out, and so many exciting things happening. Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, I know you can't share everything right now, but I think that was a great teaser of what you have coming. I think from to your point, I think a lot of projects are token first, build later.
Yeah.
You guys have a real tangible company that you already have a significant amount of inflow, a significant amount of deal flow and company foundational things set up. And obviously, five different licenses, that you've worked forward. So, those are certainly to be commended. I think
Indeed.
From the token side, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
On the token side, just for some overall, like, where do you like is your token? I've read a little bit about this, but just explain governance aspect of it. Like, what all can people do?
Yeah.
Like, they can obviously.
So,
We
are listening very closely to the community. We always have, and we always will. Yeah. So that's definitely going to be something that you will be able to do. I can also reveal that we are going to come with some gamification and some other interesting designs on the post-launch activities. So that's going to be a lot of different things happening for the community once we have launched. We will also bring staking and all kinds of other exciting tools. So all that you can expect just after we launch.
Nice.
But I really want to emphasize our utility of the token, because we have a big burn mechanism that is actually burning tokens every time we make money in operations. And that way we create a massive, you can say, flow in the token, and from those revenues, we will then buy up, of course, we'll burn, and that really creates traffic, you can say, which is good for a token. So that ecosystem has been built now, and it's very smart the way we have designed it. So we think it will work after launch, and that the token will be sustainable, which is so important, because we are an ecosystem. Like, we are going to deploy a lot of tokens for clients, and that's really what we have seen when we've looked across the different tokens, that the ones that survive are the ones with an ecosystem that really creates value. That's our argument.
Nice. And do you see yourself future projects pairing with the RWA token? Like, other clients maybe launching tokens and then pairing it with RWA, not pairing it with...
Oh, I see a lot of various scenarios. And, this is when you go to market, it always evolves. And we started, also with one big idea, and now we have already several big ideas. So this is innovation, and that's what's beautiful about being an entrepreneur, that you always develop, you always perfect your product, you always perfect your organization. So it's super exciting. But yeah, we're going to bring a lot of strategic partnerships, and we're going to, you could say, present a lot of product news as well.
Nice.
Yeah.
So couple more like thought provoking things, like where, so in any of the verticals, I mean, I know this is there's it's nuanced, but for the RWA verticals you're dealing with, cause you know, you are taking a big swath of a lot of that market of opportunity. Where do you see the biggest opportunity right now? Like from a vertical with an RWA?
Yeah. So we see commodities booming. Tokenized commodities, we see those booming. We get so many requests. And it's because many of the commodity holders, issuers, they see that if they can back a token with their asset, it really creates something extra. And they see a new way of selling their asset, you can say. So that is really interesting. Also real estate, but it has been for a while in high demand. And thirdly, still the company shares are in high demand too, but many choose utility tokens now and choose other ways of rewarding the investors through staking programs and other things. So that's also a trend we see. And but yeah, That's the three main. Then we have the Veblen glutes. We see also yards and other assets, also distressed assets actually, being asked for tokenization, and that's a big play there as well.
I'm curious though, like from distress, because I mean I've spent time with distressed assets.
Yeah.
What's your like just what's the angle there? Because like it's logically that doesn't like make a lot of sense. Right. Like, I mean, in general, it does. But I'm saying, like, why is there kind of an interesting demand there right now?
Yeah, I mean, we actually said no to a couple of distressed projects because we don't want to go into those for various reasons.
Right.
But we can see that some assets can be saved by actually tokenizing. But we also have at all times to protect the investors. And that's why it might be a difficult play. Because you have always the investor interest you have to protect, and distressed assets might be, especially if it's company assets, the risk is simply too high sometimes for it not to work in the last place. So, I just noticed we have a lot of distressed assets, and that's maybe because the old financial system is
failed them.
Failed, right?
Yeah, right. Well, yeah. And you look at that, like from, I mean, commercial real estate is a good example. Like in the United States, of course, like, you know, with COVID, you had a lot of people leave the offices, you know, commercial leasing or in commercial paper is obviously, you know, like on a 5 or 7 year term, it's not on the 30-year term. So, you know, you have people that are ballooning out that are in a higher interest rate inflationary environment. You have a headwind of low occupancy, you know, at certain, you know, certain districts. I mean, obviously some commercial buildings are thriving, but not all.
Yeah.
So I could see that being, like you said, sometimes you can't save them because no matter what you try to architect, it still doesn't work. But I could see where your point is. Fractionalizing or tokenizing in some capacity might save some of these deals. They might make them attractive, you know, depending on, like you said, they can still be messy. It sounds, I'm sure, but that is interesting. Yeah. You're getting that request. That's why I just want to dig into that for a second.
No, but I mean, finance is an important issue. And when you speak inflation and you see the damage that has done to society in general. I mean, we have people who cannot afford to eat and they cannot pay their rent. They're homeless. So it's a problem. And there's no real solution to the problem right now. And we hope, of course, in time that we can do CRS systems, that we become so big that we can solve some of the world's problems. But that's in a very successful launch and a very big X that we can think these thoughts, right? But this is, of course, something we dream of. We're much more than just here to make money. We also want to change the world in different ways. So we have CSR programs on the drawing board, but it will come much after the launch, hopefully a successful launch.
Okay, nice. Yeah, yeah. And that's great. I mean, I love just the amount of empathy and the amount of passion that you bring to the project and to the space. Like, it's like you said, it's not it comes across really clearly that your mission is much bigger than a token sale, like you said. So I mean,
indeed.
That's, yeah,
indeed. And
I mean,
we are thinking globally. We want to build a global brand. We think big, sometimes maybe too big, but we are getting there, and things tend to, you know, be as you think them, if you think about it. So it's, and this is also what we tell all the entrepreneurs out there, please go and do it. If you have a dream and you really feel passionate about it, just do it, quit your job, sleep on your mom's couch, do whatever it takes, you know, just go out there and do it. And the first 3-4 years, people will shake their head and tell you're crazy, but you'll get there, and that's a great feeling when you actually are there.
It is, yeah. Like you said, whether you're an entrepreneur, I mean, as we know, we all have different DNA. Not everyone's an entrepreneur, but I think
true. And this is also important, and that's no shame in that. Yeah,
right. But to your point is, like, between AI disrupting jobs and, you know, financial systems that are
sorry,
breaking.
There was a little fallout there. I'm sorry, Travis. That was a little
fallout. We're good. It spun back up. We're good. I can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So you was.
Yeah, I was just saying, between the financial system breaking and AI, you know, affecting jobs, you know, future jobs and employment. You know, I think ultimately finding places, like you said, like you're hiring people, you know, finding a career path that is a path that's going to be here for the long run. You know, there are a lot of jobs that won't be here, you know, in the next 10 years, for sure.
This is another interesting area you bring up here, Travis. And really the disruption and the transformation here is incredible, right?
Yeah.
And you see AI with its video tools and all what's happening now, truly stunning when you think about it, but also very, very, at least transforming. And you really have to be sharp nowadays to stay on board and really educate yourself in these new technologies and tools, because otherwise it's going to be left out, you know?
Yeah. So, and the universities are not the answer either anymore, you know, for the most part. So, you know, you have to take it upon yourself.
Yeah.
You know, like, I've been a big advocate of that, whether it's, you know, being your own health advocate for your own health or wellness, to being your own career advocate. Like, you can't rely on the system. You can't rely on the school system. You can't rely on the university system to prepare you for the future. You have to go out there and grab it, you know? So, no, that's well said.
True.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's jump into, just some, a couple other things. I mean, you may want to mention a few things. I know you have, people always want to hear, like, when marketing, you know, and like roadmap stuff. So why don't we, as we're closing things out here in the next 10 minutes,
yes.
You know, maybe talk about, I know you mentioned you have a slick tool that's onboarding people. You're obviously focusing on onboarding.
No, we have lots of
employees and people
to
support
about marketing.
Your ecosystem's growth. But, you know, just KOLs and some of the support stuff and things, maybe chat about that and just some of the roadmap, you know, some of the things you might want to point out.
Of course. So we are onboarding a lot of very important Web3 ambassadors, you can say, calls, influencers, so on. Yeah. So that's going to be a lot of talk about us in the near future. also, as we are onboarding all the strategic partners and doing co-campaigns with them to announce our partnership and other things, we will see a massive push there. And I'll be personally going to all the different events and to 2049 and all the events in the Web3 space around the world to also meet people. Because one thing is to post something on Telegram, but people also sometimes just need to, you know, speak and meet the team and just, you know, have a beer or whatever. Yep. So so that's what we do, we're going to do. And also podcasts like this, where we can really speak about the industry and, you know, macroeconomic and product. And it's just great. I love it.
I can tell. And yeah, to your point, I mean, you're being humble about it, but so, I mean, you're a speaker at the World Token Summit coming up.
It's a big thing. We hope to see exponential growth in our channels, and please go follow us. I mean,
yeah,
please go follow us on our Telegram group. Just go to rwa.inc, and then you have all the social media channels there. You can go follow, and we promise you it's worth it.
Likewise, no, this has been good. I will say too, I don't know if you caught that. I was just saying you'll be speaking at a few events coming up. So, both at Polytrade in Dubai.
Correct.
And also, at the World Token Summit 3, you're going to be one of the featured speakers as well, which
that's correct.
You know, that's quite a large attended conference in June, also in Dubai. So that's a big deal. And,
definitely. And also, we want to support your platform, and if we can bring good partners and good interviews to you, we will definitely do that. We think it's a great initiative, and we fully support this this podcast. You can always invite us again if you want. Maybe speak with some of our different area people. Like if you want to speak about product or operations or whatever, we have my partner Mike Storm, great guy. You love him, or yeah, any other area you want to cover, we always there to support.
Thank you. That means a lot. I mean, I'm definitely going to have you back, and yeah, maybe we'll have Mike on the show or some of the other team members on the show. Like you said, you're building a true project. So, you know, hats off to you guys for that. And
thank you.
Look
guys.
Forward to following
thank
your you. Progress. Yeah. What we'll do next, and also just as part of this podcast, this is going to be on RWA Builders. The rwa.builders is a website, and also as part of this on YouTube and our website, all of the PDF, the roadmap, all of the things for RWA Inc. will be there. We'll add some yes. additional context, so we'll make sure to get the word out, and we'll be supporting this, you know, ongoing as you mentioned. So I think it's important to follow your success.
Fantastic. And we will, of course, be sharing this video with our community, and looking forward to speaking again soon.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks, Kevin. It's been a pleasure.
Okay. Thank you so much, everyone, cheers. For listening.
Take care. Thank you. Bye. Bye now.
And that's a wrap for this episode of the Real World Assets Show. Thanks for joining us on our journey to transform the future of finance, one asset and token at a time. For more insights, visit us on the web at rwa.builders. I'm Travis John, and I'll see you on the next episode.